Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Liz Carroll from the great Chicago fiddler. And we heard Clark's Favorite and Pigeon on the Gate. That's on Green Linnet Records from back in 1988. Well, this week on our program, we're going to kind of simulate a program that I put together every year on my folk show on our local NPR station. I've been doing it about 18 years, and every year on St. Patrick's Day, I go looking for North American performers of Irish music. That's what we're going to hear this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We're going to open up with Tim O'Brien from his wonderful recording, The Crossing, and a tune that he learned from Maggie Hammonds Parker, who didn't really change it very much from the time that it came across the big pond. This is Ireland's Green Shore, from Tim O'Brien on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One evening for pleasure I ramble on the banks of some cold purling stream. I sat down on a bed of primroses and I gently fell into a dream. I dreamt that I saw a fair female, a ripple I never saw before, and I sighed for the loss of our country as we stray there on Ireland's green shore. The cheeks were like two blooming roses, and the teeth were like ivory so white. Her eyes shone like two sparkling diamonds, like stars on some cold frosty night. She was dressed in the richest attire, and green was the mantle that she wore, all bowed down with the hemlocks and the roses. Stay there on Ireland's green shore. Transgression of joy I awoken, and I found this was on that pretty fair female had fled me, and I longed to be slumbering again. May the heavens above be her guardian, for I know I'll never see her anymore. May the goldiest sun by sleeping on Ireland's green shore. Thank you.
tempted me in her milk white tum. She's tapped me 3 times on her knee. She's turned me back to my proper shape. Hey, there I'll toddle around the street. Oh, ah.
That's a band from southeastern Pennsylvania. They call themselves Runa. And that was from their recording Somewhere Along the Road and Child Ballad No. 35, otherwise known as Allison Cross. That was Runa. And before that, we heard from Robin Bullock, one of the greatest of American guitar players, from his recording Majesty and Magic, the music of Bach, Dowland, and Carillon for solo guitar. We heard Carillon's Request. That's on Dancing Wolf Records. And we let off that set with Tim O'Brien from his great recording, The Crossing. And the lead-off track that he learned from the singing of Maggie Hammond's Parker, Ireland's Green Shore. That's on Alula Records. We are listening to folks from North America playing Irish music this week on the Sing Out radio magazine. Solas is kind of cross-pollinated between Ireland and the United States, but they record here, and a lot of them live in the United States. Their new recording is called Shamrock City, and it's the story of Michael Conway and also the history of Butte, Montana. Here's a tune called Am I Born to Die from Solas, from their new recording Shamrock City on the Sing Out radio magazine.
A land of deep past.
trumpet sound, I from my grave shall rise and see the judge with glory crowned and see the
Said the hawk unto the crow one day, why do you in mourning stay? I was once in love and I did prove fact, and ever since I wear them black. I was once in love and I did prove fact, and ever since I wear them black. Then up spoke young Willie Wagtail, I was once in love and I did prevail. I was once in love and I did prevail. I wag my tail. I was once in love and I did prevail, and ever since I wag my tail. Next up spoke the little brown thrush, she was singing on yon holly bush. The way to court, I've heard them say, is to court all night and sleep the next day. Ah, the way to court, all night and sleep the next day. Last there spoke the young Jenny Wren, do you know what I'd do if I was a man? If a fruitful love would wriggle and wriggle and go, I'd tie two strings unto my bow. If a fruitful love would wriggle and wriggle and go, I'd tie two strings unto my bow. Thank you.
This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1411. And remember, we're on iTunes. This is The Sing Out, Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Liz Carroll from back in 1988, her self-titled recording, and we just heard a couple of her tunes. We heard Helicopters and Crossing the Delaware. It's on Green Linnet Records. This week, we are playing Irish music from folks from North America. And before that, we heard from Winifer Horan, who's the fiddler with Solas, from her solo recording, Just One Wish. And we heard my favorite tune on the whole recording. It leads it off. It's called The Princess and the Frog, a couple of reels written by Winifred. That's on Shanaki Records. And before that, Child's Play, the wonderful string ensemble dedicated to Bob Childs, who is a master violin maker. From their recording As the Crow Flies, we heard The Hawk and the Crow, and the title track, As the Crow Flies. The Hawk and the Crow was sung by Lissa Schneckenberger. That's on Child's Play Records. And we let off that set with a new recording from Solas. Recording is called Shamrock City. And we heard a tune called Am I Born to Die from Solas. And that's on THL Records. We are listening to North American performers of Irish music. And Finest Kind is one of my very favorite vocal ensembles. This is from their recording Silks and Spices and a tune called As I Roved Out. This is Finest Kind on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
As I roved out on a bright May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, oh, whom should I spy but my own true lover? As she sat under yon willow tree, I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. When she turned around, well, the tears fell from her, saying, false young man, you've deluded me. A diamond ring I own I gave you, a diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love, you went and broke them, and married the lassie that had the land. If I'd married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'll rue till the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man can shun it. I was blindfolded, I'll ne'er deny. Now at night when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, sure it's brass I find. And I wish the queen would call home her army from the West Indies, America, and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet again.
Thank you. two sisters side by side, sing I dum, sing I day. There were two sisters side by side, the boys are born for me. There were two sisters side by side, the eldest for young Johnny cried, I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny bought the youngest a gay gold ring, sing I dum, sing I day. Johnny bought the youngest a gay gold ring, the boys are born for me. Johnny bought the youngest a gay gold ring, he never bought the eldest a single thing. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Johnny bought the youngest a beaver hat, sing I dum, sing I day. Johnny bought the youngest a beaver hat, the boys are born for me. Johnny bought the youngest a beaver hat, the eldest didn't think much of that. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. By the foamy brim, sing I dum, sing I day. As they were walking by the foamy brim, the boys are born for me. As they were walking by the foamy brim, the eldest pushed the youngest in. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, sing I dum, sing I day. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, the boys are born for me. Sister, oh sister, give me thy hand, and you can have Johnny and all his land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. Sister, I won't give you my hand, sing I dum, sing I day. Sister, I won't give you my hand, the boys are born for me. Sister, I won't give you my hand, and I'll have Johnny and all his land. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. She sank and away she swam, sing I dum, sing I day. So away she sank and away she swam, the boys are born for me. So away she sank and away she swam, until she came to the miller's dam. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. The miller he took her gay gold ring, sing I dum, sing I day. The miller he took her gay gold ring, the boys are born for me. The miller he took her gay gold ring, and then he pushed her in again. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. The miller he was hanged on the mountain head, sing I dum, sing I day. The miller he was hanged on the mountain head, the boys are born for me. The miller he was hanged on the mountain head, the eldest sister was boiled in lead. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me. I'll be true unto my love if he'll be true to me.
That was a band that people in my area of eastern Pennsylvania have literally seen grown up in the music. Burning Bridget Cleary, they've become a world-class outfit. That's from their newest recording, Pressed for Time, and Two Sisters from Burning Bridget Cleary. And before that, from a classic recording from Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson, Banish Misfortune. And we heard some jigs, The Road to Lisdoon Varna, Trip to Sligo, and some slides, Dennis Murphy's Slide and O'Keefe's Slide, from Banish Misfortune, from Malcolm Dauglish and Gray Larson, from back in 1977 on the Juneapple label. And we let off that set with Finest Kind, from their recording Silks and Spices, and they call, as I roved out, a beautiful but somewhat mysterious Irish song from Finest Kind. They record on Fallen Angle Music. You're listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and this week we are listening to North American performers of Celtic music. And you can't have an Irish show without a harper and a storyteller. Patrick Ball is from California. He's a wonderful storyteller, and he's also a wonderful harper. This is from his recording Storyteller, the traditional story, The Soul Agony. This is Patrick Ball on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There was once a very young boy who lived alone with his mother in the farthest northwest coast of Ireland. And this young boy loved nothing so much as to wander along the sands after a storm to find out what the ocean had cast up, because he used to find treasures. But one morning, after a tremendous great storm, he wandered along the strand. And what did he find washed up on the shore? But of all things, he found a harp. Well, he'd never seen one before, but he picked it up and he put it under his arm, and he continued his wanderings along the sands. But in the course of his rambles, his fingers strayed against the strings, and the sound that came out was to him so enchanting that he ran right back to his mother's cottage to show her what he'd found. And all throughout that day, he plucked on the strings, and the sound that came out was marvellous. But he soon found that he couldn't shape that sound into music. And as day followed day, and he plucked on the strings, he became more and more depressed, because he found that he had a great deep love of music in his heart, but he hadn't any skill for it in his fingers. And so he slept very little, he ate very poorly, and his mother, who was very wise and beautiful and young, understood her son's pain, but she could give him no comfort. And so she went down the way to the druid man under the oak tree, and she said, "Please, please, either give my son the gift of music. Oh, for God's sake," she said, "would you take away from him this desire to play music?" And the druid replied, "What'll you give me if I do the one thing or the other?" "I'll give you whatever you ask of me." "Well, give me your soul, and I'll give him the gift of music. Give me your body, and I'll take away from him this desire to play music. Oh, it seems to me like a simple choice. Take my soul," she said, "for I would have my son a great musician." And so from that day out, the bargain was struck, and the son became the greatest harp player in Ireland. But the mother, when she died, had to give up her soul and go away down to the other world, where they say that to this very day she sings a song called the Bron Omna, or the Soul Agony, And the old people say that in the course of this young man's life, during the daytime, he would play music of such gladness that he could charm the eagle from the wren, the hawk from the dove, and the fox from the lamb. But they also say that at night he could hear the soul agony of his mother, and it would tear at his heart. And they say that you could hear her singing in the music that he played.
Thank you.
Eileen Ivers describes that as one cool hornpipe. That's the Rights of Man from her wonderful recording Wild Blue. It's Eileen Ivers on Green Linnet Records. And we let off that set with Patrick Ball from his recording Storyteller and the traditional tale The Soul Agony from Patrick Ball. That's on Celestial Harmonies Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program of Irish music being played by folks on this side of the big pond, North American performers of Irish music. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1411.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters. All